Archers for the week 11 to 16 June 2000.
You gave me the shock of my life.
Did I?
What you doing, propping up the bar?
Waiting for you.
But it's nearly 2 o'clock. Why aren't you in bed?
Have a good evening, did you?
At the brandy, I see. What's the matter? Couldn't sleep.
And how were the licensed victuallers?
Oh, you know, same as ever.
Mickey there, was he?
Mickey? Oh, yes. You know Mickey.
Oh, that's odd.
What?
Because when I rang him this evening at the Blue Boar, he was there.
What?
Serving behind the bar. And he knew nothing whatever about a meeting of the licensed victuallers.
Oh, you mean Mickey Walsh? I thought you meant Mickey Sullivan.
There was no meeting, was there?
What are you talking about?
Why are you lying to me?
I'm not.
Where were you tonight?
I told you.
You were with Jolene Rogers, weren't you?
Who told you that?
Is it true?
No. Of course. Who told you?
Eddie Grundy.
Eddie told you? Oh, well, come on. Eddie? You don't believe... I think I'll join you. Look, you know how Eddie feels about Jolene. Anyone else gives her so much as an admiring glance, she's ready to punch the lights out.
And that's what you gave her?
Do you want me to top you up?
An admiring glance?
This is obviously a jealous fantasy of Eddie's. I mean, he has been a bit weird this past few weeks, hasn't he? Ever since they lost Grange Farm.
And the same goes for Clary, I suppose.
Clary?
And Betty? And Neil? What's their excuse?
What are you talking about?
Half the village knows.
Knows what?
Oh, for God's sake! Eddie came out with it here, in the bar, in front of the whole Friday night crowd.
What? But nobody's going to believe...
And it was perfectly obvious, from the number of people who tried to shut him up, that it's been common knowledge for weeks.
No! Can't be.
That's what they say, isn't it?
What?
The wife is always the last to find out. Well, oh, come on. At least have the good grace to tell me the truth.
Look, I don't know what you've heard, but... OK, Jolene and me, we have... But it doesn't mean... It was just a bit of... You know...
How long has it been going on?
Oh, not long, a few weeks.
I've been sitting here ever since closing time, going through in my mind all the times you must have lied. Like that time you didn't come home till 2 in the morning.
When the car broke down.
Oh, for God's sake, you were with her!
OK, yes... I was. I'm sorry.
Oh, I cannot believe how blind I've been.
I tried to break it off after that.
When did it start?
I can't remember exactly. She started coming to the gym. She just turned up there one day.
So, all those times you were late back from the gym?
I thought it was just chance, but obviously it was deliberate. She followed me there.
Oh, she chased after you.
Well, yeah, she did.
Flung herself at you. Is that what you're saying?
She was quite blatant about it.
Oh. It was New Year, wasn't it?
Yeah, sort of Christmas time.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, that awful leopard skin hat. She chose that, did she?
No, not for you. I mean, she tried it on, and I just thought it looked... I thought it'd suit you. Look, you're making much too big a deal out of this.
Oh, I am I?
It was... A bit of a fling, that's all.
6 months of lying
and
cheating.
I was stupid, okay?
Carrying on behind my back.
But it didn't mean anything.
For 6 months, it didn't mean anything?
I tried to finish it several times.
And what about last night?
That was her idea. She just got hold of this notion that she wanted to do something special for my birthday.
So did I.
What?
I wanted to take you out, remember? I wanted to do something special for your birthday.
I know you did, but...
But she's more important than me, is that what you're saying?
No. No, of course not.
I'm more important than your son.
Nothing is more important than you and Jamie, believe me.
Believe you?
I was going to break it off. I meant to.
Well, why didn't you?
I tried. It got complicated.
Do you love her?
Love her? No.
You do, don't you?
It depends what you mean by love.
You bastard!
Hey, hey.
For God's sake, it depends what I mean.
Steady on.
Don't you think you've put me through enough?
I'm so sorry,
Kathy. Can you imagine what it was like, not only to discover that you'd made a complete fool of me, but that everyone knew about it?
I didn't know anyone knew.
I mean, how much more humiliated do you want me to feel?
I don't. That's the last thing I want.
Then tell me the truth.
I'm trying.
You love her, don't you?
I...
Go on, say it.
I'd better just clear up this broken glass.
Forget the damn glass.
Yes, all right, I'm sorry.
Well?
Yes, I love her.
At last.
But not the same way I love you and Jamie.
How can you say you love me?
Oh, of course I love you. But we've been married for 13 years. I mean, you and me, our relationship is steady and affectionate and...
Dull?
No, just, well, maybe we're stuck in a bit of a rut.
I can't say I'd noticed.
And when Jolene came along, well, she made me feel young again.
She's no spring chicken.
No. But she has this, well, I don't know what you'd call it.
Sex?
No. Well, yeah, but it's not just that.
Not just the sex?
No. Well, in the beginning, maybe.
And I was just boring.
No, I didn't mean...
My fault, I suppose.
No, of course not. It was just... Look, I've never been the sort of bloke that women fancy. It's never happened to me before. Some woman just offering it to me like that. It was exciting. And in the beginning, yeah, the sex was a big part of it.
But not anymore?
I thought that was all it was. A bit of, you know, fun. But then it got... I did try to end it, but I couldn't.
You'd better go to her then, hadn't you?
What?
If you love her, and you can't break it off...
Is that what you want?
I don't know what I want. How can I? I don't know anything anymore. I thought I knew you. You're my husband.
Oh, Kathy.
No, don't you touch me. No, don't you dare lay a finger on me.
Oh, sorry.
It makes my flesh creep. Knowing where you've been.
Sorry. Do you want me to go?
Oh, I just want things back the way they were.
You want me to stay?
Oh, I don't know.
Look. Oh, God, what can I do? I can't bear to see you like this. I'll do whatever you want. I just never thought... You just live for the moment. Never think about the consequences. I'm sorry.
It's a bit late for sorry.
I'll give her up.
You won't.
I will. I'll do it. I promise. I'll tell her it's over. I can't do this to you, Kathy. No, don't walk away.
I'm just going to splash some water on my face, that's all.
Oh. Look, I know I've made a complete mess of things. And I wouldn't blame you for chucking me out. I really wouldn't. I deserve it. But there's so much at stake here. And there's Jamie.
Jamie. Poor little lamb. He thinks the sun shines out of your backside.
I know. I'd never, ever do anything to hurt him.
You just think his daddy didn't love him anymore.
No, I won't let him think that. Ever. And then there's this place, the pub.
I don't give a damn about the pub.
No, we can't just...
I can't forget that moment. Eddie Grundy, drunk, screaming out for the world to hear, do you know where your precious husband is tonight? And all of them thinking, what's she going to do now? Poor, pathetic, deluded woman.
Yes.
Oh, I could see it in the way they looked at me.
They didn't think that.
Oh, what do you know about it? You weren't here, remember?
But you're the innocent party in all this. I mean, can you imagine what people are going to... Not going to be easy, is it? Looking people in the eye, knowing that they...
Oh, don't you worry. They'll look at you and they'll think, well, who'd have thought it? Good old Sid. Life in the old dog yet.
No, they won't.
Whereas they'll look at me and, well, I saw it this evening. The pity and the contempt.
No.
Poor, sad Kathy couldn't hang on to her man.
I'm the one who'll be the object of contempt. You say that Clary knew.
Oh, yes. And anyone who didn't know before, sure as eggs knows now.
Oh, God. It's going to be...
Bad for business. First requirement of a landlord, you always said.
Yeah, I know.
The respect of the community. Blown it, haven't you?
Yeah.
Your marriage, your business, the respect of your neighbours.
What am I going to do?
I don't know.
No.
The thing that really matters, the only thing, is Jamie.
Yes, yes, of course.
So tomorrow morning, we've got to try and behave normally. Just like it's any other weekend.
Does that mean you want me to stay?
You've got to be here for Jamie. You can sleep in the spare room.
Right.
What happens after that, after tomorrow, I haven't a clue.
Ruth has her appointment at the breast clinic.
I woke up at 3 o'clock and I just couldn't get off again.
Yeah, I didn't sleep too well either.
No, Josh, don't do that. Oh, for goodness sake.
I'll get it, don't worry.
Anyway, I was lying there wide awake and I had a thought.
Come on, Joshy, open wide.
He's perfectly capable of feeding himself.
Yeah, but it's quicker this way.
And what on earth is Pip doing?
Pip, come and eat your breakfast.
It'd make a lot more sense if I went to the clinic on my own.
What?
Well, there's no point in both of us wasting the entire morning.
But I want to come.
No, you don't.
And you said you wanted me to be there.
I know, but they're only doing tests today. I'm not going to find out anything.
Even so?
There's going to be a lot of hanging around.
I don't mind.
And there's loads of work needs doing.
Look, there's nothing that can't wait.
Oh, what about the hay?
Well, I wasn't planning on cutting the grass till tomorrow, or Wednesday. And Bert can deal with the stock.
And what are we going to tell your mum and dad?
Not going to tell them anything.
I mean about where we're going this morning.
Look, they probably won't even notice that we've gone.
Your dad will. He always comes out for a chat with one or other of us in the morning.
Now, come on, Joshy, last bit.
So, what I thought I'd do is drop Pip off at school.
Good boy.
And then go straight into Felpersham.
It's just, when you saw Tim, you said you really wished I'd been with you.
Yeah, but I was in a bit of a state then. I know what's going to happen today. They're not going to spring anything on me.
Even so.
And I'm going to want you with me when I get the results.
Of course.
Which hopefully will be in a couple of days. So we'll have to think of some convincing excuse for your mum and dad then.
Look, forget about them. I just don't want you to be stuck on your own in some hospital waiting room.
I'll buy myself a magazine and some chocolate. I can easily while away the time.
Well,
I think it's best.
Tony, can you give me a hand?
I'm busy.
I've bought a couple of tables.
What?
For the shop. They were advertised last week in the Echo.
Well, I thought you were seeing the environmental health people.
I did. Since I was in Borchester anyway, I thought I'd check these out. There. What do you think?
Yuck.
Yeah, a bit grubby, I know.
Grubby? They're filthy.
That's why they were so cheap.
Helen would not approve.
Helen is not going to see them until I've cleaned them up.
What on earth have they been used for?
Oh, I don't know. But underneath the dirt, they're wonderful solid wood. Beach, I think.
So, what do you want to do with them?
Oh, I thought we could store them in the tractor shed, but I'll give them a scrub down out here in the yard.
All right, Tim. Over by the wall?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
OK. Let's slide this one out. OK, let it down. Now, you grab this end, I'll lift it down.
Can you manage?
Let's just get it on its feet. Weighs a ton.
I told you. Good solid wood, that.
Right. Are you fit?
Yeah.
Over by the wall, then. So, how'd you get on with the environmental health people?
Oh, fine. They'll come along as soon as we move in. Advise us about layout and facilities.
Oh, I thought you'd got all that sorted.
There we have. Here'll do.
All right. Helen won't take kindly to some bureaucrat messing about with her plans.
Oh, they won't. It's all really basic stuff, you know. Can you just give me a hand with the other one?
And do these environmental health people offer advice on naming your shop?
Don't.
Oh, I don't understand what's wrong with calling it Ambridge Organics.
Ask Helen.
I mean, what sort of a name is Organic Delight?
Well, I vetoed that one.
Sounds like some sort of instant pudding.
Oh, Clary!
Morning.
Sorry, I'll be in 5 minutes.
No, it's all right. Everything's fine in the dairy.
What do you think of my new tables?
Oh, lovely. Is it all right if I have my dinner break now?
Now?
Oh, it's only 11:15.
Oh, no. I mean, I want to get down the ball soon as they open.
Oh, things aren't that bad, surely.
What?
That you need a drink.
Oh, No, I just need to find out if I've still got a job.
What?
After Friday night.
Well, what happened on Friday night?
Well, it were awful. Eddie, he got rather drunk and he made a bit of a scene.
So, what's new?
No, it weren't like usual. No, it were really bad and I don't know if Sid... Look, I've just got to go and see if everything's all right.
Okay.
I'll come straight back.
All right, see you later.
What was all that about?
I've no idea. Have you phoned her?
Jolene, yes.
What did you say?
Well, what she told me to say. The line dancing classes are cancelled.
And?
I told her that I couldn't see her anymore. That you knew everything and we'd agreed
No,
to...
we haven't agreed anything.
To see if we can't work something out.
What did she say?
That she's sorry.
Oh, that's big of her. She tramples all over someone's marriage and then says, oh, whoops, sorry.
I don't think she
I don't care what she meant.
We're not open yet.
No, it's only me.
Oh, Clary.
What are you doing here?
I don't suppose you're free to work this lunchtime.
No. I'm working at Bridge Farm. I just popped in to say I'm so sorry about what happened Friday. You know.
Oh, yes, he knows.
You see, Eddie was that upset about his ferrets.
Ferrets?
Well, at least Eddie had the decency to tell me.
You what?
How long have you known?
Sorry?
How long have you known about Sid and that woman?
A week? I can't remember exactly.
I thought you were my friend.
I am.
With friends like you, who needs enemies?
Oh, sorry.
You've got a point.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. I put everyone in a very awkward position.
Yeah.
I just didn't realise that anyone knew.
Right.
So, how...
Fallon.
Fallon?
She must have said something at school about seeing you around their house.
Oh, no.
Because our Edward knew, and Emma Carter, and then Susan got to her.
I don't believe it.
Neither did I. And I come in here that time a couple of weeks back, and you and her was... Well, you know...
So you did see us?
Yeah.
I did wonder. Jolene said you hadn't. Anyway.
So, you and Kathy?
Don't ask.
Well, do you still want me to work?
Oh, yes. Yes. Of course I do. Gotta keep the pub going. Somehow.
Hi.
Oh, you're back. How was it?
Fine.
Hang on, let me just get this steak secure. Right. So... Tell me all about it.
Nothing to tell, really.
What did they say?
Nothing. They just did all these tests and then said, come back on Friday. Which is a bit of a bummer.
But what did they actually do?
You don't want to know.
I do. Come on, you're not going to keep it all to yourself. I want a blow-by-blow account.
Well, first of all, there was this really nice nurse who explained all the procedures to me.
Yeah.
And then I had to go and have an ultrasound.
What, like you had for the kids?
Yeah, only in this case you don't get to keep a copy of the picture.
Oh.
And then I met the doctor, the radiologist.
Uh-huh. What was he like?
She was really nice.
What did she do?
Well, you know, poked and prodded. Generally had a good feel. And then stuck a needle in the lump.
Ooh, ow.
It was all right. Didn't hurt that much. What they call a fine needle aspirate. Sucked a bit of tissue out, which they've sent for analysis.
I knew I should have come with you.
No, honestly, it was fine. Everyone at the clinic was lovely and did their best to reassure me.
Oh, I guess they've had plenty of practice.
Yeah. They'll spend their lives dealing with women in a state of total panic.
So when are you going to go back?
Friday morning.
4 days?
Yeah. I really hoped it would be sooner. But I feel a bit better knowing something's been done.
Yeah. Well, I told Mum and Dad we'd be leaving for Scarborough first thing Friday.
I've been thinking about that, actually.
Oh, it's no problem. We'll set off a bit later.
I'm not sure I really want to go.
Oh. Why not?
Well, half the pleasure of a holiday is the anticipation, and I just feel, well, with this hanging over me.
Not looking forward to it.
It's just... If it does turn out to be something...
Which it won't.
But if it does...
Very, very unlikely.
I just feel I'd rather be at home with the kids.
OK, fine. I'll cancel the booking.
You don't mind?
It's your birthday. You can do whatever you like.
Thanks.
We'll go next year instead.
You haven't got anything planned for lunch, I take it?
There's a bit of that ham left.
OK, I'll make myself a sandwich. Only I want to get on and cut the hay.
All right.
Weather's looking quite promising.
Yeah. Look at that.
Still a bit of a mark there.
I know. Oh. I've only given it a preliminary clean.
Yeah, but you're right. It's a nice bit of wood.
Oh, I reckon I got a real bargain.
I'm back.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I should be back in the dairy by now. I won't be long.
Oh, by the way, Clary, is there something wrong with your phone?
Hey?
I've been trying to ring Eddie and I'm getting no answer.
No, phone's all right. At least it were last night.
I asked him last week if he'd be interested in a day's work planting leeks. And he said yes.
Oh, good.
Only it's tomorrow and I wanted to make sure he's still free.
Oh, he's free all right.
Oh, good. Well, can you remind him?
Yeah, of course. It'll do him good having a bit of work. Take his mind off what happened.
What do you mean?
What exactly did happen?
Joe killed his ferrets.
What?
Well, you weren't allowed to keep pets in them flats and they was threatening to evict us.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
And we was rowing the whole time about it, Eddie, and me and Joe thought he could solve it by getting rid of them. But why didn't he just let them go?
He actually killed them with his bare hands.
Oh, with a hammer.
Oh, and Eddie were that upset. Well, he had a few drinks and he turned up at the ball. Only Edward were messing around outside and managed to break a window.
Oh, my Lord.
Kathy got mad and had a real go at Eddie and me, and Eddie just lost it and told her about Sid and Jolene.
But Sid and Jolene?
In the public bar in front of everyone.
What do you mean, Sid and Jolene?
You don't know.
Know what?
They've been having an affair.
What? What?
Been going on for months.
Oh, you're kidding.
Kathy knew nothing about it?
Oh, not till Eddie told her.
Oh, no.
And this was on Friday?
Friday night, yeah.
I don't understand.
What?
Well, if ever Kathy's got problems, if ever she needs to talk about something, she's round here like a shot.
Yeah, you're right.
So why hasn't she called me?
Ruth's problems are getting to her.
If you don't want me to do the job... I wish you'd just come out and say
it. We do want to.
This is exactly what happened over the pigs.
No, it's not.
First you want one thing, then you change your mind.
Look, I couldn't sleep, that's all.
You never know where I stand anymore.
I couldn't sleep, so I thought I'd fetch the cows down for you. And then you weren't here.
Well, I wasn't late.
No, you weren't. I just thought I'd make the start.
Morning, Neil.
Oh, morning.
Ruth. What are you doing here?
I was just trying to explain.
Seems I'm not needed.
I saw you arrive, Neil, and I thought...
Surplus to requirements, again.
That's not what I said.
You might like a mug of tea.
Oh. Oh, thanks, Mrs. Archer. That's very kind of you.
Would you like one, Ruth? I can easily go and get one.
No, it's all right.
I just wish certain other people were as considerate.
All right, all right.
Why don't I?
I'm sorry I interfered. I just thought you might appreciate a bit of help, that's all. I won't bother in future.
Ruth, are you all right?
Oh, I didn't mean to upset her.
No, of course
not. After that business with the pigman's
not
job...
Not your fault, Neil. But she's feeling the strain of it. Needs a holiday.
Don't we all?
I see the posters have gone up for your pick your own.
Mike and me spent the weekend fly posting. And we did an interview for Radio Borsetshire.
No, when's that going to be on?
Friday, the day before we open.
And the strawberries will be ready, will they?
Well, the early variety will, the honey oi.
Mm-hmm.
Main crop will be another couple of weeks yet, but them honey oi, gorgeous fruit they are.
Oh.
Where will you get up?
Not well.
Oh, no, perfectly well. What's wrong with you?
Just picked up some bug.
15 pints of lager and a dodgy curry.
I didn't drink that much.
Oh, no, you were so drunk when you came in last night, you couldn't even get your boots on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, come on, we're leaving in 10 minutes.
You'll have to go without me.
Eddie, you're working today, remember?
Can't.
You're helping Tony plant his leeks.
There is no way I'm spending the day crouched on the back of that blooming leek planter.
You promised.
Shoulder to shoulder with Tommy and Neil.
And what about the money?
We're not short of a bob or two.
But we soon will be if you keep boozing it away like you did last night. We've got to watch every penny.
Stop nagging, woman.
Ain't you got no self-respect?
No, I ain't.
Eddie, please.
Self-respect? We lost that when we lost the farm.
You can't go on like this. You've got to get a hold of yourself.
Leave me alone.
Well, what am I supposed to tell Tony?
Tell him I'm sick.
But Eddie...
Tell him I'm dead. Tell him what the hell you're like.
Ruth and David, they seem to think they can hire and fire people at the drop of a hat.
Right, pass me over another box.
You seem to realise that just because you're working casual,
another
you still
box
need...
of seedlings, Neil.
Oh, sorry. Right, there you go. You have to plan your life. Sometimes you have to turn down other work to make yourself available.
A good match on Sunday, wasn't it?
What?
We gave little Croxley a right hammering.
Oh, cricket, yeah.
It makes quite a difference having Roy Tucker back in the team.
Yeah, not to mention that Steve Harris. Fantastic, isn't he?
Right, a couple more boxes and I reckon that's all we'll have room for.
Seems to have given the whole team a shot in the arm. And you remember what morale was like last season. Yeah. Morning, Pat.
Oh, morning.
What's keeping Tommy?
Oh, he's just changing his overalls. He won't be a minute.
Oh, good. We can make a start as soon as Eddie gets here.
Look, Tony, I'm going down to the village and I'm going to call in at the Bull.
You managed to talk to Cathy?
No, that's why I'm going. She's still not answering. It's just not like her.
I was there Friday night. It was terrible. Yeah, never been so embarrassed in my life. I mean, we could all see what was coming. Soon as Cathy started having a go at Eddie...
But hang on. Are you saying you knew before about Sid and Jolene? How long?
Well, there was rumours going around for a week or two. I didn't believe it myself, but then Eddie told me that Jolene had confessed to it.
And nobody told Cathy?
Well, no.
It's difficult, isn't it, when you're, like, friends with both parties?
Morning.
Oh, morning.
Hi, Clary.
Is Eddie with you?
No, I'm sorry.
What?
Well, he ain't well.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
I am sorry, Tony. I did my best, honest.
But what didn't he ring first thing this morning?
I tried to get him out of bed, but he just wouldn't shift.
Look, if he's ill...
Oh, he ain't ill. He's just got a hangover.
Oh, dear.
Went out and got plastered last night like he'd done every night since Friday. I don't know what to do with him.
Oh, Clary.
And he won't hardly talk to his dad.
Because of what he did to the ferrets?
Completely turned in on himself as Joe. And Eddie won't do nothing to help. He just goes out and gets drunk all the time.
Would you like Tony to try and talk to him?
Me?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, would you, Tony?
Well, I've got leeks to plant.
And not now, this evening.
Oh, I'd do it, Bernie. Well, I'm no good at that psychology stuff.
Neither am I.
Yes, you are.
He'll do it, Clary. Just you leave it with me.
Oh, I was beginning to think you'd run away to join the circus.
I went for a bit of a walk, that's all.
You're right.
Yeah, fine.
Well, I got the kids up and dressed. Pip's just getting... What's the matter?
Nothing.
Now, come on, and tell me.
Neil.
Neil?
Oh, he's such an old misery. I was only trying to help.
What's he done?
I'll know not to bother in the future.
Come on, sit down. Come on, tell me what happened.
And what Jill must think.
From the beginning.
I couldn't sleep.
Again?
So I got up and went out for a walk. Then the cows were all queuing up by the gate, so I thought I'd walk them over to the parlour. And then, well, without thinking really, I made a start on the milking. And then Neil turned up.
Let me guess.
I was only trying to be helpful.
He thought you were trying to give him the elbow.
He wouldn't listen.
Yeah, well, you know what he's been
like. It was like talking to a brick wall.
Hey, man, Susan.
And then Jill came in.
What's she doing there?
She just brought him in a cup of tea. But he started moaning on to her. And I just couldn't stand it. This is what happened.
What?
I tried to be sensible. I just stopped crying all the time.
Yeah, come on.
Neil just made me so angry.
Come on, Del. Blow your nose.
I ended up... Oh, I can't remember what I said exactly.
Were you very rude?
No, well...
Slightly rude.
Oh, not half as rude as Neil was to me.
Well, then.
I wanted to yell at him. You wouldn't be that horrible to me if you knew I had this lump. Oh, that's really childish, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's perfectly normal.
David, what am I going to do?
You're going to have a cup of tea, and then you're going to have some breakfast, and then I think you should go back to bed.
No.
Come on, try and have a bit of a kip, love.
I'd rather get on with some work.
All right, whatever, but if you feel like having a cry or you need someone to yell at, come and find me, OK?
How did you get in? Sid, I told him I didn't want to see anyone.
Not even me?
Especially not you.
Why not?
Why do you think?
Cathy, you've got to talk about it.
I thought at least you might have had the courage to tell me.
Tell you what?
About Sid and that woman.
I didn't know.
Oh, come on, Pat. The entire village seems to have known.
No, honestly, the first I heard of it was yesterday when Clary told me what had happened.
Oh, Pat, I'm sorry.
Don't be.
I can't seem to trust anyone anymore.
I'm not surprised.
But you can trust me.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I couldn't believe it when Clary told me.
Oh, Pat. And to find out like that.
Awful. Awful. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just trying to behave normally for Jamie's sake. But he knows something's wrong.
You're letting Sid stay?
Well, someone's got to run the pub.
Is he still seeing her?
No. He's sleeping in the spare room. He says he's broken it off, but I don't really believe it's over.
But he has stayed.
So?
He hasn't moved in with her. He's stayed with you.
But he stayed for Jamie, not for me. And for the pub. He's got too much invested to walk out on that.
But if he wanted to try and patch things up with you...
I don't think I could. I am so angry.
Of course.
I just want to throw him out and take him for every penny he's got.
Look, of course you feel like that now.
But there's Jamie.
Yes, and broken marriages can be mended.
What are you doing here?
Looking for you.
Ford.
Well, you didn't turn up for work today.
I was sick.
Oh, sure. No problem. Mike came and helped out.
So what are you complaining about?
No, I'm not complaining. Blimey. This is a bit of a dive.
Suits me.
Must be better pubs than this in Borges.
Oh, we'll find one then.
Look, Clary is worried sick about you.
Oh, she been moaning, has she?
No.
That makes a change.
But you can't go on like this.
Like what? Oh,
days in bed, evenings down the pub.
What do you know about it?
Oh, I know plenty, believe me. That's the way my father went.
Yeah, well, talking of fathers, it's not me you should be worrying about. Dad. He's an old brother.
Yeah. You think that Joe's in a bad way?
He's gone down here like a rolling stone ever since we lost the farm.
You know, there are helplines you can call.
What good would that do?
Well, if you could... If Joe could talk to someone.
Talk to someone? You don't get it, do you?
What?
I'm the one my dad talks to. Always have been. Him and me. We could always sort each other out. But now, I can't get a word out of him. He just sits there, lost in his own little world. And if I can't get through to him, there ain't no one else gonna do it.
Worker.
It's to do with Alistair adopting Daniel.
It's normal practice. She just wanted some time alone with him.
With Alistair? What for?
Well, my guess is she wants to ask him about his first marriage.
Oh, dear.
Didn't you find this all rather intrusive?
Well, you can understand why they have to be careful.
Oh, I wouldn't stand for it.
Shula, you must look at this.
What's that?
Rodway and Watson sent me details of some more houses.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
Desirable farmhouse property. Oh, my goodness.
It's Grange Farm.
Oh, 300,000.
Can you believe it?
Oh, that is ridiculous.
Oh, they're selling it with 5 acres of land.
Even so. In need of some renovation, it says.
Some? Whoever buys it's going to have to spend an absolute fortune.
I don't know why they sent it to us.
Oh, well, I'd better be off.
Oh, tell Shula about your plan.
Oh, what's this?
Well, Jack and I thought that since it's Millennium Year, we ought to have a village outing.
Oh, that'd be nice. Where to?
Well, Jack suggested we take the Eurostar to Paris.
I think that's a bit far for a day trip, don't you?
Yes, it's fine if you're starting from London, but from here.
What about a stately home? Or the seaside? Mm. Marjorie Antrobus had a wonderful time in Bournemouth.
I'm seeing Marjorie later on. Anyway, have a think about it. I'm just canvassing ideas at the moment. Now, I really must go. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, bye.
Bye, Auntie Peggy.
Bye.
Anyway, any more houses amongst this lot?
No, nothing remotely suitable. I do hope we find somewhere soon.
We still have to sort out Elizabeth's objections.
Yes, I know, but the point is, David and Ruth, well...
What?
Don't say a word to anyone, will you? But I strongly suspect that Ruth's pregnant.
Come on, out you come. No, not that way.
Who'd have thought it, eh, Debbie?
What?
Sid Burks.
Oh, that. Come on, stupid creature.
You know?
Yeah, Mum told me. Could you possibly give me a hand, you think?
Are you having problems?
Well, what does it look like?
Okay, well, let's concentrate on this one. Come on, this way.
Come on, go on.
No.
Keep a hold of him, Dad.
I'm trying to.
Go on. Oh, hello.
Oh.
Now, a bit of luck. The others will follow. Yeah. There they go.
I just can't believe it.
What?
Well, old Sid Perks. He's the last person you'd expect.
Yeah.
I mean, of all the men she could have picked.
I'm going to have to eat humble pie.
Why?
Simon spotted it months ago.
What?
When was it? Early lambing time. We were having lunch in the bull and he said to me, there is something going on between Sid and Jolene. And I said, never in a million years.
Yeah. You'd think she could do better for herself, wouldn't you? Handsome woman like that.
Dad, can you grab a tailgate?
Oh, yes.
Kathy's the one I feel sorry for.
Yeah, it's pretty rough on her the way it all came out.
Pretty rough on her, whichever way you look at it.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Piggy.
Hi, Gran.
Is Jennifer in?
As far as I know, yes.
Gran, did you enjoy the barbecue last week?
Oh, yes, very much.
Great mint burger experience.
Despite Linda Snell.
Oh, did she corner you as well?
I got a rather long lecture on, what does she call it? The cosmic wind.
The chi.
That's it.
The woman is completely barking.
Oh, I hear you've put Grange Farm on the market.
What?
Grange Farm. Jill got the details this morning from Rodway and Watson.
It's up for sale.
I don't believe it.
Didn't you know?
Did you know, Dad?
No.
But, well, surely as a director of Borges Salon...
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Nobody ever tells me what's going on. Hey, where are you going?
To phone Matt Crawford. Even he wouldn't stoop this low, surely.
Can we come in?
Hello, dear. Yes, of course.
You've got the twins.
Did I give Elizabeth an afternoon off?
Oh, haven't they grown? I haven't seen them for ages.
How is Elizabeth?
Still looking a bit pale, but much better.
Good.
Now you're not to go bothering her.
Wasn't going to.
I know this wretched business of the inheritance is still hanging over you.
Oh, it's not important.
Of course it's important.
No, I know, I just
mean... Look at Lily.
Yes. She'd like to sit up on her own. That cardboard box did the trick.
Cardboard box?
Some daft idea of Nigel's.
They're so sweet at this age.
Seems like years since Josh was that little, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there's always the next one.
Sorry.
No, after you.
I just wanted to say sorry about yesterday.
Yesterday?
In the milking parlour.
Oh, don't worry.
It's just... I couldn't sleep, so I thought I'd make a start on the milking... But Neil took it the wrong way.
He's never going to let us forget about that wretched job.
It was my fault. I was tired.
Yes. You have been looking a bit washed out.
Well,
this weekend away is just what you need.
Ah.
Are you looking forward to it?
Actually, that's what we came to tell you, Mum.
What?
We're not going.
Why ever not?
Well, the hotel's fully booked.
There's more than one hotel, is Scarborough?
Yeah, no, but this was, it was the best one. I wanted Ruth to have... you know, special treat for her birthday.
Oh, but surely.
Anyway, we decided we'd go another time.
Yeah, another time. Only, can you still have Josh on Friday morning?
He was sitting in the churchyard when I went out this morning, and he was still there when I came back.
Poor Joe. Did you talk to him?
I was in the car. I did wonder if I shouldn't, you know, ask him back for a cup of tea.
He usually goes to Marjorie's.
Does he?
But she was going into Borchester this afternoon. I called this morning to talk to her about the outing.
Hmm. What does she think?
She seemed to think Paris really is a bit too far for a day trip.
Who have you talked to?
Jill and Shula.
Hmm.
Jennifer, Christine.
Hmm.
Jean Harvey. Oh, by the way, did you know that she's retiring from the parish council?
What, Jean is?
She's written to George, tendering her resignation.
But why?
Well, she has done 21 years.
Oh, as long as that. My goodness, she deserves a medal.
Well, I certainly think we must consider some kind of presentation.
But who on earth are we going to get to replace her?
I've been thinking about that. I did wonder about the doctor's wife.
Oh, Mrs. Hathaway?
She's such a nice young woman. And she's very keen to get involved in village life.
Oh, we could do with some young blood on the council, certainly.
Huh. Well, I'll tell you another bit of news.
Uh-huh.
Grange Farm is on the market.
Is it?
The house is, anyway.
Oh. I wonder if Joe's heard about that.
Along with 5 acres of land.
I'm going to go and make sure he's all right.
Oh.
Why didn't you get one of the men to do that?
What?
Oh, I said, why didn't you get one of the men to cut the hay?
Felt like doing it myself.
Well, I had a thought, actually.
What?
Oh, turn it off! Oh, that's better. Now, I was about to ask, do you know anyone with a small baler?
Small baler?
You always used to get Eddie Grundy in, remember, to do us up a few small hay bales?
Oh, yeah.
Well, can you think of anyone?
I don't suppose they've heard about it either.
Who? What?
The Grundys. About Grange Farm.
Oh, yeah. Did you manage to speak to Matt Crawford?
Yes.
And?
That man gives pond life a bad name.
Well, you knew that already. I bet that's why you wanted to come out here.
No, it wasn't.
Nothing like taking your frustration out in a tractor, eh? So what did he tell you?
Look, why don't you just come out and say it, Dad?
What?
I told you so.
I wouldn't dream of it. So what Peggy said is true?
Yes. Do you think he gets off on stringing people along?
Matt?
I mean, is that how he gets his kicks, you know, playing power games?
Oh, yes, without a doubt.
Because he made it quite clear to me that that was his intention all along. To sell off the house with a parcel of land and absorb the rest into the estate.
Yes, I thought that'd be the case.
Well, I told him the drainage was daft and that there was this SSSI in the middle.
No, it's not that bad, the Grange farmland.
Yeah, I know, but I just wanted to... Oh, he's such a self-satisfied little... And he obviously hasn't got a clue what an SSSI is. He'll probably try and build a golf course on it.
Have you got that, Daniel? You'll have to let it crawl out of the box.
OK.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Good afternoon.
Didn't see you sitting there.
Want to see my stag beetle?
I think you should go and let it free, darling. It's been rather a long time in that matchbox.
OK.
I'll stay here with Mr. Grundy.
I was talking to my Susan.
Yes, I see. How are you, Joe? Things all right at home?
Oh.
Good. Daniel took a stag beetle into school as part of his mini-beasts project. Do you remember, Joe, when there used to be stag beetles everywhere?
Eh?
When I was little, they were so common. Now you hardly ever see them. Oh, look. Hello, Jack.
Hello. I thought Joe was here on his own, so I just... How are you, Joe? All right.
Oh,
Only I heard about Grange Farm.
Oh, yes.
What about it?
It's being sold.
You never imagined you lived in a £300,000 house, did you?
You hear that, Susan? Our old home.
Joe, why don't you come back to the lodge with me and have a cup of tea? And maybe a bite to eat? Only you've been sat here all day, haven't you?
Have you?
Poor Clary.
What?
I done it for her.
What?
Look, I tell you what. I've got to take Daniel home. But if you stay here, Jack, keep Joe company for a few minutes, I'll make some tea and bring it out.
All right, then.
It won't be a minute. Come on, Daniel.
I thought you'd make things better. What, Joe? I thought it was just the ferrets.
Ferrets?
And if I could just get rid of them, so Clary wouldn't worry about the roof over her head.
I don't understand. Why was Clary...
That's why I killed him.
What?
Thought to make everything all right. But didn't. Just got worse.
What got worse?
Clary and Eddie. And Edward. All the time. Shouting. And I don't know what else to do. What am I going to do, eh?
Well, Mike and Neil's Pick Your Own is due to open at the weekend.
Yeah, they're coming tomorrow to put up the bouncy castle.
Oh, good, I love bouncy castles.
Hey, under 12s only.
That's not fair. Pass us the tent poles, I can take those as well.
Here you go. Sure you can manage?
Of course.
Right, I'll bring the table and let's get them over there.
Hang on, the poles are slipping.
Oh, come on, Brenda. We've got that great stack of hurdles to shift yet.
Okay, got them.
Right.
Why do you need quite so many hurdles anyway?
Pets corner. Worked really well last year.
Yeah, sure, but...
Keeps the kids out of the way and the mums and dads pick twice as many strawberries.
With that many hurdles, you could open a small zoo.
Well, we'll have quite a menagerie. Debbie Aldridge is lending us a hand-reared lamb.
Hand-reared, eh?
Well, they don't mind being petted if they've been bottle-fed.
Yeah, I know.
And Neil will bring three or four piglets over. Oh, and Christopher's rabbits. And he's going to borrow a heifer calf from Brookfield.
Does Neil still work at Brookfield?
Yeah.
So why does he always roll his eyes to the heavens and mutter darkly whenever anyone mentions the place?
He does go on about it, doesn't he?
What's his problem?
Oh, he thinks I let him down over some job.
What job?
Pig man, what else?
But they're getting out of pigs, aren't they?
Yeah.
So when was this?
Well, I can't remember, a month or two back.
So? What? He's harbouring some sort of grudge.
Why are you so interested all of a sudden?
Why shouldn't I be?
I know you. Any bit of gossip you pick up ends up headline news on Radio Borsetshire.
It does not!
Yeah.
Hang on, I've lost the tent poles again.
I told you not to try carrying everything at once.
Well, it's not as if they're heavy, they're just awkward.
Did Emma tell you that she's going to sell refreshments for us once she's finished her exams?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea, actually. You can charge what you like for a cold drink when people have spent half an hour bent double on the strawberry field. Are you all right there?
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Talking of gossip, Dad.
What?
You know Sid and...
Oh, no.
And the line dancing woman.
My lips are sealed.
But everyone
yeah,
knows.
Yeah, now they do.
But you knew about it before, didn't you? You and Mum.
Let's just say there was a rumour going around. Come on, let's get a... Oh, no!
What?
Look!
Where?
In the strawberries!
What on earth?
I don't believe it, Neil's blooming sows!
How did they get in there?
Well, I don't know. We've got to get them out.
Well, how?
Look, you run back to the house and phone Neil. Tell him he's got to get down here now!
Okay.
What is it with you and kids' TV?
Nothing else wrong this time of the day.
You're turning into Homer Simpson.
You what?
Stuck in front of the box with a six-pack and a bag of munchies.
Yeah, you sound like your mother.
Can I turn it off?
No.
You ain't watching
it. I am.
Only I got this new CD.
No.
Oh, go on.
How many times do I have to tell you?
You never know. You might like it.
As long as I'm in this room, you do not play that so-called music.
You're always in this room. You never go out no more.
Anyhow, where do you get money for new CDs?
Can I have a can of beer?
No.
Oh, go on. It's bad news, you know, drinking on your own.
Ian, don't go lighting up. Your mother will be home any minute.
Well, I'll go out on the balcony.
She'll smell the smoke.
So?
Oh, she'll only give you grief.
Well, she'll think it's Grandad. Where is he anyway?
In his room.
He never goes out no more neither.
He went over Ambridge yesterday.
Well, only because Mum dragged him. Why don't he talk no more?
Nothing to say.
Well, isn't it time he was shipped off to some home?
He was?
Well, I reckon he's got that. I don't know what you call it. When wrinklers lose their marbles.
Don't you dare talk about your granddad like
you
that.
You do?
There ain't nothing wrong with his brain. Sharp as a knife he is.
Well, why don't he say nothing?
Finds it difficult living in this godforsaken old...
At least he's got his own room.
Ain't gaga, oh no.
Not what you said at the weekend.
Yeah, I did.
Blown a fuse, you said, off his trolley.
I was mad at him, that's all. Because of what he did, you know, him letting the ferrets go.
There she is, rotten cue.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
I'll be out on the balcony.
Anyone home?
Hello, love.
Oh,
Betty. Oh, don't start.
Well, honestly, look at the state of this place and turn that rubbish off.
I was watching that.
Well, you can stop watching it and clear up some of this mess. How many packets of crisps have you got through?
Most of them's Edward's.
Is he here?
Yeah, on the balcony.
Edward.
Hello, Mum.
Put that fag out and come and have some tea. Now, what about Joe?
In his room.
No, where's he been?
Well, he's been to the bathroom a couple of times. Apart from that, I ain't seen him.
Oh, Eddie.
What?
Well, if you ain't going to bother finding yourself some work, the least you can do is have a care for Joe.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, get him out. Take him to the park, down the pub, anything.
Don't want to come.
Look, he ain't going to get no better stuck in that room all day on his own, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you are. Put the kettle on, will you? Let's at least get him in here for a cup of tea. Joe, you're going to come out and have some tea?
Oh, you just had a brilliant idea.
She said put the kettle on.
If we was to move them ferret cages...
You what?
I could have my bed out on the balcony. I bet there's room.
Oh, I'm not getting shot of them cages.
There's no point keeping them, is there?
Hello, Clarilla. Look,
just because Peg and Grant and Philly's gone, don't mean I'm never going to keep ferrets again.
That's right, you come and sit down with the rest of us.
Oh, evening.
Hi, Grandad.
Oh, here, Dad, look, come and sit on the sofa. Oh,
But not while we're living here, you know.
Not what?
We're going to get some new ferrets.
Who says I'm not?
Now, Eddie.
What would be the point? Grandad had only let them go again. Wouldn't you, Grandad?
Hey?
I thought I told you to put the kettle on.
Well, like you did with Peg and Grant and Phil.
Let them go?
I got you some of their nice figgy biscuits, Joe. Not too hard on your teeth.
I didn't let them go.
All right, Dad.
I killed them.
You what?
He wasn't going to tell you.
You wasted Peg and Grant and Phil.
Oh, it might upset you.
What'd you do that for?
Oh, go on, move, you daft animal.
She doesn't want to shift, does she?
Oh, give her another blast with a bin lid.
Come on, old thing, move yourself.
Hey, there she goes. Now, quick, grab that other hurdle. Oh, she'll be past the gate.
Right. Oh, no, you don't. Go on that way.
That's it.
Oh.
Oh.
At last.
Blimey, that took some doing.
So you got them out?
Oh, now he shows up.
I brought some pig nuts.
Bit late for that.
We shouted and jumped up and down a lot.
Not so much damage. Oh, my Lord.
A complete write-off, I should say.
God, how could three sows make such a mess?
I mean, the whole of the early crop's gone, trampled into the ground.
And eaten. They really pigged out.
Hey, Brenda, this is not a laughing matter.
Sorry.
But how did they get in?
Well, someone left the gate wide open, didn't they?
Well, what stupid beggar would do a thing like that?
Well, it wasn't me.
But it certainly wasn't me.
Who else comes up here?
But how did the sows get out of their enclosure?
Yeah, well, if you maintain your electric fence proper...
You what?
Well, look over there. You can see where the wire's down.
But how did that happen?
Well, when did you last check the fences, then, eh?
Well, I came over this morning to feed them. I'd swear the fence was all right then.
Look, it really doesn't matter whose fault it was.
Must have been you, then.
What?
Left the gate open.
I didn't touch the gate.
There are posters up everywhere.
Well, I ain't been here since yesterday dinner time.
I fed the pigs, that's all. I didn't come near the strawberries.
Well, somebody must have.
Look, I hate to interrupt a good argument.
We ain't arguing.
It wasn't me.
But you are supposed to be opening for business in a few days.
Yeah, well, we can.
Look at it. All those months of work.
So what are you going to do? I mean, you don't want hordes of people turning up at the weekend, do you?
Oh, how can we stop them?
Well... someone had better go out and stick cancelled notices over all the posters.
Not cancelled, only postponed.
Whatever.
Main crop will be ready in a couple of weeks.
And, cancel the bouncy castle.
And what about that interview we did with your mate Wayne?
Oh, yeah, we'll have to pull that.
Look, can't you get him to announce on air that we won't be opening?
Tell you what we could do. We can make a feature out of this.
Eh?
But it's actually quite a nice little story.
No, it ain't. It's a blooming disaster.
Strawberry-eating pigs. That's not something you come across every day.
Pigs will eat anything.
Greedy sows beat the rush and pick their own early straws. I bet Wayne will want an interview. Actually, knowing him, he'll probably want to interview the sows.
No more interviews.
You'll do it, won't you, Dad?
Well, we got to let people know not to come, haven't we?
I'll tell Wayne to give you a call.
There you are, Joe. Nice cup of tea.
Okay.
And have one of these biscuits. Gorton special. I know you like some.
Yeah, that's very kind, Dad.
How'd you actually do it, Grandad?
Edward.
But how do you, like, terminate a ferret?
I'm warning you.
Well, I'm interested.
Yeah, well, the rest of us ain't, so while we're sat here having our tea, can we talk about something else, please?
Like what?
I don't know. What you done today?
Nothing.
And what you done today, Clary? Oh, well, tell very much for asking.
Lord knows what you do.
Do you use, like, rat poison?
Edward.
I'm only asking.
Oh, no, that'd be cruel.
Well, what do you use?
Leave it.
Pat and Helen still arguing about the name of their shop.
Oh, yeah.
Helen comes up with the daftest ideas. Imperio Organics, that were her latest.
You what?
You know, like some designer boutique.
Yeah. I got it. You could call it Ambridge Real Soil Enterprises. Then for sure, it'll be known.
No, thank you, Eddie.
So do you wring their necks?
I'm warning you, Edward.
Well, there's not much to get your hands round with a ferret.
Look, shut up, OK?
Oh, by the way, Eddie, Tony asked if you want to come and help with the bales.
Did he? I'll think about it.
Well, I thought we were really nice of him to offer after you let him down over the leek planting.
No, do they carry on running round like chickens?
Oh, Edward!
Well, after you've wrung their necks.
How many times do I have to tell you?
It's not how you does it.
All right, Dad, you don't have to explain.
He bashes their heads in with a lump hammer.
Not while we're having our tea.
We don't feel a thing.
That is gross.
You're the one who wanted to know.
It's the kindest way.
Can we talk about something else, please?
That is well weird.
Yeah, all right.
That is sick.
Well, now you know.
There's no need to shout.
So either shut up or shove off.
Fine, I'm going.
No, Edward, sit down.
You told me to shove off.
Oh, for God's sake, the parents.
What?
Can't you manage 5 minutes without yelling at each other?
He started it.
Stop so petty.
I'm going to sit in my corner, okay?
Yeah, all right, love.
Listen to my new CD.
Don't you dare.
Leave it, Eddie. I don't want to hear another word. All right? Now, Joe, you going to have another one of these nice biscuits?
No, Claire, no.
You'll have some more tea, won't you? Yeah, here, let me top you up.
Oh, right. That is it. I have had enough.
What are you doing?
I'm sick to death of having you camping out in here.
No, I don't want to be here, believe
me. Blasting our ears with that racket.
Don't touch that, get your
hands off. You filthy clothes all over the shop.
What are you doing?
Crashing out in our living room.
Leave my stuff alone.
But you've a perfectly good bed in there.
I'm not sleeping in there.
Oh, yes, you are.
Wait, Grandad, after what you did to those ferrets, you've got to be joking.
I am not having you in here one moment longer.
Right, I'm going to jazz us.
You will not.
His mum said I could sleep on the sofa any time.
No. Wait a minute.
And you don't want me here, so I'll go where I'm wanted.
Edward!
What's he doing?
Oh, what does it look like?
You're not going away.
That's what you want me to do, is it?
No.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just getting rid of some old clothes.
Oh, that's not old. That's the dress I bought you for your birthday.
She chose that too, did she?
No.
Anyway, I'm getting shot of all the stuff you ever bought me.
Look, do you need anything from the cash and carry?
Why?
Because I thought I'd go this afternoon.
I'll go.
What?
Give me your list and I'll go.
Oh, you don't have to.
Another excuse, wasn't it, going to the cash and carry?
Oh, Cathy.
And I never noticed that what used to take an hour was suddenly taking three.
You've at least got to trust me to...
Why should I ever trust you again?
Well, because if you can't...
That mobile phone, that's another thing, isn't it? You told me you kept getting wrong numbers all the time.
Look,
but really, it was her, wasn't it?
She kept chasing me. I mean, why do you think I broke the thing?
Why did you buy it in the first place?
It was your birthday.
So you could have secret conversations, whisper sweet nothings whenever my back was turned.
I've admitted it, OK?
And you wonder why I can't trust you.
I have screwed up big time. I've made a complete mess of everything.
Yes, you have.
But you can't just go on raking over and over what's happened.
But I've hardly scratched the surface. I know that there's a whole lot more.
Oh, please, Cathy.
Things I haven't remembered yet.
We've got to think about the future.
Oh, what future?
Try and pick up the pieces.
What makes you think I want to pick up the pieces?
Don't you?
I don't know. At the moment, I don't see how we can.
All the good names have been used already.
Have they?
Every suggestion that we've actually agreed on, it turns out somebody else thought of it first. So I think Helen is finally coming round to the idea of Ambridge Organics.
Well, it's what you said in the first place, wasn't it?
Well, it may not be original, but it gets the message across. A local shop selling organic products. Oh, and the ad was in the Echo again yesterday.
What ad?
For assistance.
Oh.
We've already had some very promising replies. In fact, I'm beginning to worry.
What about?
Everything's going far too smoothly.
Yeah, you finished with that jug?
Yes. Hey, did you hear Mike on Radio Borsetshire this morning?
Nah.
Well, you know they had a bit of a calamity with the strawberries.
Oh, yeah. Betty told me. Never rains but it pours, eh?
Oh, why do you say that?
Well, it's just one thing after another at the moment, isn't it?
Oh, come on. You've just had some good news.
What?
William's passed his driving test.
Oh, yeah, that.
It was nice of him to ring and let you know.
Suppose I should be grateful one of my kids turned out all right.
Oh, dear. What's Edward done now?
Decided he don't want to live with us no more.
But he's only 15.
Eddie and him had a huge row. I mean, Edward would be in a right pain, but even
Where's
so...
he gone?
Oh, only round his mate's house. I know where he is, and he come home this morning for his breakfast.
Well, that's not so bad.
Oh, this mate of his Jazza, honestly, Pat, he's a right tear away. And his mum's got four other kids in a tiny house, so why Edward thinks he'll be any better, right?
Well, at least you know where he is.
All because Eddie told him he couldn't sleep on the sofa no more and he had to go in with his granddad.
How does Joe feel about it?
How does Joe feel about anything? I don't know, Pat. But that's what started it, you see. Edward found out what really happened with the ferrets.
Didn't he know?
No, I tried to keep it quiet. I thought it might upset him.
Was he fond of them?
No, we never give a damn about them. No, it's just... him and his granddad, they used to be so close. But now...
Hello, Mrs. Archer. Do come and sit down. I hope you won't mind, but Sonia, our breast care nurse, will be sitting in with us.
Fine. This is me husband, David.
How do you do?
Hello.
Have a seat.
Thanks.
Now, we've got the results of the tests we did on Monday, and I'm afraid it's not good news. The lump you found in your breast is cancerous.
I knew.
And the tests have shown the presence of some other masses. Which leads us to believe that the cancer is multifocal.
Sorry, what does that mean?
It means that we can't just operate to remove the lump. In a case like this, we would have to recommend mastectomy, the removal of the whole breast.
What chance do I...
When we catch the disease early, when it's operable, well over 70% of people are still alive and well after 5 years. Survival rates are improving all the time.
70?
That's good, isn't it?
Better than most people think, yes. You really have a very good chance of going on to lead a perfectly normal life.
Right.
What happens now?
Well, as I said, in a case like yours, we recommend mastectomy. That is, the removal of all the tissue of the affected breast. And in addition, we'll take some lymph nodes from the axilla.
Sorry, what's that?
The little glands from under the arm. That's to check that the cancer hasn't spread any further.
Right. And, When would you...
As soon as possible. We like to try and operate within a month.
A month?
It'll probably be about 3 weeks. We do realise the waiting time is difficult.
It's quite a major sort of thing, isn't it? I mean, how long...
Well, the operation takes about an hour, and recovery time, well, that depends on the individual. Anything from a couple of days to a week.
Right.
That's how long you'll have to stay in hospital. And then, once you're over the operation, we may suggest some courses of chemotherapy, which would last 4 or 5 months.
That can be quite, That makes you pretty sick, doesn't it?
We're getting better at controlling the side effects. There are some very effective anti-nausea drugs around these days.
Right. And these days, afterwards, I mean, when she's better, mm-hmm. You can, sorry, what's the word?
Reconstruct.
Right, reconstruct.
Absolutely. Breast reconstruction is routine nowadays. You can have it done at the time of the mastectomy, or you can wait. It's entirely up to you.
She doesn't have to decide now.
No, of course not. You want to discuss it with your family.
Yeah, it's quite a lot.
It's a lot to take in, I know. Perhaps you might like to discuss it with Sonia.
No, I don't think so.
Not now, obviously. She'll give you her phone number here at the clinic.
I want to go home.
So what does he do? He goes on radio, Borsetshire, and tells the whole world that it was my fault.
Oh, that's a bit rough.
That I left the gate open, which is not true. I hadn't been anywhere near that gate.
There you go, half a shite.
Don't reckon I set foot in that strawberry field since last weekend.
With your sandwich, that's £3.60.
I mean, it was bad luck, so it's breaking through the electric fence. There you go.
Tough.
And I admit that's my responsibility, but that's why we have the proper fence around the strawberries, so that if the pigs get out, they can't get any...
There we are, £3.80, £4, £5, and £5 is £10.
Tough.
One cheese and chutney.
That's for Neil.
Oh. Well, you better give it to him then, haven't you?
Hi, Cathy.
Your friend?
What?
Who keeps your sordid little secrets for you?
Not now, Cathy.
What are you talking about?
As if you didn't know.
Look, I should just take the sandwich, Neil, OK?
Yeah, right. I'll go and sit over by the window.
Yeah, good idea. Look, if you want to have an argument, have it with me. You can't go laying into the customers like that.
Neil knew.
We're going to lose what little business we've got left.
So did Susan. Knew for weeks. Saw me practically every day.
It was my fault, OK? No one else's. Mine!
Do you have any idea of how that makes me feel?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I do.
I feel so mortified.
Does the name Dave Barry ring any bells?
Oh, I might have known you'd bring that up.
Well, you've been going on at me all week, as if I was the only person in the history of the world who ever stepped out of line.
So what are you saying? Because I once did it to you, that gives you carte blanche.
No, of course not.
We didn't have Jamie then.
I know. All I'm saying is, I do know how it feels.
And yet you still went ahead and did it.
I wasn't thinking about... Oh, for God's sake, it wasn't premeditated.
Half term. When I took Jamie to London...
What about it?
She worked behind the bar.
You knew all about that. You were the one who agreed it.
Oh, yes. I bet you had a good laugh about that, didn't you?
No.
How stupid and gullible I was. How easy it was to take me in.
It wasn't like that.
Did she stay here?
Did she... Well, how do you mean?
Did she stay in this house? Did she sleep here?
Well, yeah.
You had that woman in my bed. Oh, Sid. How could you?
My legs seem to have gone a bit.
Can't breathe on me.
They're shaky.
Sure, you wouldn't like to have a cup of coffee or something?
No, let's go home.
Right. Okay, if I can remember where I put the car.
I can't believe it. Josh, he's not even 3 yet. I'll never get to see him grow up.
Yes, you will.
You heard what the doctor said.
You are going to live to be a ripe old age, okay?
But it's cats.
Yeah, which most people survive, is what the doctor said.
No.
Yes, she did. The odds are really stacked in your favour. Record it early. They can operate. You're young and fit, and you've got everything to live for.
I can't believe it.
You're going to beat it, Ruth. We're going to beat it. OK?
I'm going to die.
No, you're not.
I know I am.
I won't let you.
I'm 32 years old. 32 today. It's my birthday.
If you've been affected by the issues relating to cancer raised in the Archers today and you'd like sources of information and support, you can contact the BBC Radio 4 Action Line on 0800 044 044. Lines are free and confidential and open until midnight every day. That number, 0800 044 044. The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.